Good news for the poor and everyone else. This is for all who need immediate financial help. I assume you are homeless, have no food or money, no family, and no friends. If your situation is better, thank God. However, the information here will benefit anyone, rich or poor. Luke 4:18 NLT 18, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free. Jesus Christ loves you and has made provision for all your needs to be met. It is truly good news we have to share. What is written here will work for anyone who will follow the simple instructions. It will work for a man, a woman, or a child. It will work anywhere for anyone. Romans 2:11 NLT 11 For God does not show favoritism. Everything here can be backed up with scriptures from God's Word, the Bible. I tried to keep this short while making the message clear. So some things, which are not the focus of this message, are not explained in detail. But they can be shown to be what the Bible teaches. 2 Timothy 3:16 NLT 16 All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. Everything written here assumes you are a follower of Jesus Christ and thus a child of God. If not, you can become one now and immediately qualify by saying this prayer from your heart. I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, after he gave his life to set me free from my sins and the curse. I now receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I say that Jesus Christ is now my Lord. Thank you, Father God, for forgiving me and accepting me as your child. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit and guide me in your will. Amen. Romans 10, 9-10 NLT 9 If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. 10 For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. John 1:12 NLT 12 But all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. Jesus will receive anyone who comes to him, no matter what you have done. If you prayed the above prayer and meant it, then God has saved you and made you a child of God. As Romans 10, 9-10 reveals, speaking words, declaring that you put your trust in Jesus Christ and receive him as Lord, is how you receive Jesus. In that sense, it is similar to getting married, you say, I do, and you make it publicly known. This principle, of believing what God says, then speaking it boldly, also works to receive God's help and deliverance in every area of life. Please copy and distribute this freely. Please help get this message to the people who need it.